Chapter 41. Series, Parallel, and Series Parallel Circuits. Series Circuits. A series circuit is a complete circuit that has more than one electrical load where all of the current has only one path to flow through all of the loads. Electrical components, such as fuses and switches, are generally not considered to be included in the determination of a series circuit. The circuit must be continuous or of continuity in order for current to flow through the circuit. Note: because an electrical load needs both a power and a ground to operate, a break, or open, anywhere in a series circuit causes the current in the circuit to stop. Ohm's law in series circuits. As explained earlier, a series circuit is a circuit containing more than one resistance in which all current must flow through all resistances in the circuit. Ohm's law can be used to calculate the value of one unknown, voltage, resistance, or amperes, if the other two values are known. Because all current flows through all resistances, the total resistance is the sum, or addition, of all resistances. See Figure 41-1. The total resistance of the circuit shown here is 6 ohms, 1 ohm plus 2 ohms plus 3 ohms. The formula for total resistance abbreviated, RT, for a series circuit is. Refer to formulas listed on page 468. Therefore, with a total resistance of 6 ohms using a 12-volt battery in the series circuit shown, 2 amperes of current flows through the entire circuit. If the amount of resistance in a circuit is reduced, more current flows. In Figure 41-2, one resistance has been eliminated and now the total resistance is 3 ohms, 1 ohm plus 2 ohms. Using Ohm's law to calculate current flow yields 4 amperes. Refer to formulas listed on page 469. Notice that the current flow was doubled, 4 amperes instead of 2 amperes, when the resistance was cut in half, from 6 to 3 ohms. Refer to Figure 41-1, a series circuit with 3 bulbs. All current flows through all resistances, or bulbs. The total resistance of the circuit is the sum of the total resistance of the bulbs. The bulbs light dimly because of the increased resistance and the reduction of current flow, or amperes, through the circuit. Refer to Figure 41-2, a series circuit with 2 bulbs. Tech tip: far-sighted quality of electricity. Electricity almost seems to act as if it knows what resistances are ahead on the long trip through a circuit. If the trip through the circuit has many high resistance components, very few electrons, or amperes, choose to attempt to make the trip. If a circuit has little or no resistance, for example, a short circuit, as many electrons, or amperes, as possible attempt to flow through the complete circuit. If the flow exceeds the capacity of the fuse or the circuit breaker, the circuit is opened and all current flow stops. Kirchhoff's voltage law. The voltage that is applied through a series circuit drops with each resistor in a manner similar to that in which the strength of an athlete drops each time a strenuous physical feat is performed. The greater the resistance, the greater the drop in voltage. A German physicist, Gustav Robert Kirchhoff, developed laws about electrical circuits. His second law, Kirchhoff's voltage law, concerns voltage drops. It states, the voltage around any closed circuit is equal to the sum, or total, of the voltage drops across the resistances. Refer to Figure 41-3, as current flows through a circuit, the voltage drops in proportion to the amount of resistance in the circuit. Most, if not all, of the resistance should occur across the load, such as the bulb in this circuit. All of the other components and wiring should produce little, if any, voltage drop. If a wire or connection did cause a voltage drop, less voltage would be available to light the bulb and the bulb would be dimmer than normal. Refer to Figure 41-4, in a series circuit, the voltage is dropped or lowered by each resistance in the circuit. The higher the resistance, the greater the drop in voltage. Applying Kirchhoff's voltage law, Kirchhoff states in his second law that the voltage drops in proportion to the resistance and that the total of all voltage drops equals the applied voltage. See Figure 41-3. Using Figure 41-4, the total resistance of the circuit can be determined by adding the individual resistances. 2 ohms plus 4 ohms plus 6 ohms equals 12. The current through the circuit is determined by using Ohm's law, I equals E, divided by R, equals 12 V divided by 12 ohms equals 1 ampere. Therefore, in the circuit shown, the following values are known. Resistance equals 12 ohms. Voltage equals 12 volts. Current equals 1 amperes. Everything is known except the voltage drop caused by each resistance. The voltage drop can be determined by using Ohm's law and calculating for voltage, or E, using the value of each resistance individually. E equals I times R where E equals voltage, I equals current in the circuit. Remember, the current is constant in a series circuit, only the voltage varies. R equals resistance of only one of the resistances. The voltage drops are as follows. Voltage drop for bulb 1, E equals I times R equals 1A times 2 ohms equals 2V. Voltage drop for bulb 2, E equals I times R equals 1A times 4 ohms equals 4V. Voltage drop for bulb 3, E equals I times R equals 1A times 6 ohms equals 6V. Notice that the voltage drop is proportional to the resistance. In other words, the higher the resistance, the greater the voltage drop. A 6 ohm resistance dropped the voltage 3 times as much as the voltage drop created by the 2 ohm resistance. According to Kirchhoff, the sum, or addition, of the voltage drops should equal the applied voltage, or battery voltage. Total of voltage drops equals 2V, plus 4V, plus 6V, plus 12V, equals battery voltage. This illustrates Kirchhoff's second voltage law. Another example is illustrated in Figure 41-5. Use of voltage drops. Voltage drops, due to built-in resistance, are used in automotive electrical systems to drop the voltage in the following examples. Refer to Figure 41-5. A voltmeter reads the differences of voltage between the test leads. The voltage read across a resistance is the voltage drop that occurs when current flows through a resistance. A voltage drop is also called an IR drop because it is calculated by multiplying the current abbreviated, I, through the resistance, or electrical load, by the value of the resistance abbreviated, R. Intentional voltage drop in automotive circuits. An example of an intentional voltage drop is the blower motor resistor, used in some heater or air conditioning fans. Speeds are usually controlled by a fan switch sending current through medium 2, medium 1, or low resistance wire resistors. The highest resistance will drop the voltage the most, causing the motor to run at the lowest speed. The speed of the motor changes current as switched through 1, 2, or 3 resistors in the circuit. Unintentional voltage drop in automotive circuits. Unintentional voltage drop occurs when there is a resistance in a circuit that is not supposed to be there, such as a loose connection or dirty switch contacts. Series circuit laws. Law 1, the total resistance in a series circuit is the sum total of the individual resistances. The resistance values of each electrical load are simply added together. Law 2, the current is constant throughout the entire circuit. See Figure 41-6. If 2 amperes of current leave the battery, 2 amperes of current return to the battery. Law 3, although the current, in amperes, is constant, the voltage drops across each resistance in the circuit. The voltage drop across each load is proportional to the value of the resistance compared to the total resistance. For example, if the resistance is 1/2 of the total resistance, the voltage drop across that resistance is 1/2 of the applied voltage. The sum total of all individual voltage drops equals the applied source voltage. Frequently asked question. Why check the voltage drop instead of measuring the resistance? Imagine a wire with all strands cut except for one. An ohmmeter can be used to check the resistance of this wire, and the resistance would be low, indicating that the wire was okay. But this one small strand cannot properly carry the current, or amperes, in the circuit. A voltage drop test is a better test to determine the resistance in components for two reasons. An ohmmeter can only test a wire or component that has been disconnected from the circuit and is not carrying current. The resistance can, and does, change when current flows. A voltage drop test is a dynamic test because, as the current flows through a component, the conductor increases in temperature, which in turn increases resistance. This means that a voltage drop test is testing the circuit during normal operation and is therefore the most accurate way of determining circuit conditions. A voltage drop test is also easier to perform because the resistance does not have to be known, only that the unwanted loss of voltage in a circuit should be less than 3% or less than about 0.14 volts for any 12-volt circuit. Refer to Figure 41-6 in this series circuit with a 2 ohm resistor and a 4 ohm resistor. Current, 2 amperes, is the same throughout, even though the voltage drops across each resistor. Refer to Figure 41-7, Example 1. Refer to Figure 41-8, Example 2. Refer to Figure 41-9, Example 3. Series circuit examples. Each of the four examples discussed below includes solving for the following. Total resistance in the circuit. Current flow, amperes, through the circuit. voltage drop across each resistance. Example 1. See Figure 41-7. The unknown in this problem is the value of R2. The total resistance, however, can be calculated using Ohm's law. Refer to formula on page 471. Because R1 is 3 ohms and the total resistance is 4 ohms, the value of R2 is 1 ohm. Example 2. See Figure 41-8. The unknown in this problem is the value of R3. The total resistance, however, can be calculated using Ohm's law. Refer to formula on page 471. The total resistance of R1, at 3 ohms, and R2, at 1 ohm, equals 4 ohms, so the value of R3 is the difference between the total resistance, 6 ohms, and the value of the known resistance is 4 ohms. 6 minus 4 equals 2 ohms equals R cubed. Example 3. See Figure 41-9. The unknown value in this problem is the voltage of the battery. To solve for voltage, use Ohm's law, E equals I times R. The R in this problem refers to the total resistance, abbreviated RT. The total resistance of a series circuit is determined by adding the values of the individual resistors. Refer to formula on page 471. Placing the value for the total resistance, 3 ohms, into the equation results in a battery voltage of 12 volts. Refer to formula on page 471. Example 4. See Figure 41-10. The unknown in this example is the current, or amperes, in the circuit. To solve for current, use Ohm's law. Refer to formula on page 471. Notice that the total resistance in the circuit, 6 ohms, was used in this example, which is the total of the three individual resistors, 2 ohms, plus 2 ohms, plus 2 ohms, equals 6 ohms. The current through the circuit is 2 amperes. Refer to Figure 41-10 Example 4. Parallel circuits. A parallel circuit is a complete circuit that has more than one path for the current. The separate paths that split and meet at junction points are called branches, legs, or shunts. The current flow through each branch or leg varies, depending on the resistance in that branch. A break or open in one leg or section of a parallel circuit does not stop the current flow through the remaining legs of the parallel circuit. Kirchhoff's current law. Kirchhoff's current law, his first law, states, the current flowing into any junction of an electrical circuit is equal to the current flowing out of that junction. This first law can be illustrated using Ohm's law, as seen in Figure 41-11. Kirchhoff's law states that the amount of current flowing into junction A equals the current flowing out of junction A. Refer to Figure 41-11, the amount of current flowing into junction point A equals the total amount of current flowing out of the junction. Tech tip. The path of least resistance. There is an old saying that electricity always takes the path of least resistance. This is true, especially if there is a fault, such as in the secondary, high voltage, section of the ignition system. If there is a path to ground that is lower than the path to the spark plug, the high voltage spark takes the path of least resistance. In a parallel circuit where there is more than one path for the current to flow, most of the current flows through the branch with the lower resistance. This does not mean that all of the current flows through the lowest resistance, because the other path does provide a path to ground, and the amount of current flow through the other branches is determined by the resistance and the applied voltage according to Ohm's law. Therefore, the only place where electricity takes the path of least resistance is in a series circuit, where there are no other paths for the current to flow. Because the 6-ohm leg requires 2 amperes and the 3-ohm resistance leg requires 4 amperes, it is necessary that the wire from the battery to junction A be capable of handling 6 amperes. Also notice that the sum of the current flowing out of a junction, or 2 plus 4 equals 6A, is equal to the current flowing into the junction, 6A, proving Kirchhoff's current law. Parallel circuit laws. Law 1, the total resistance of a parallel circuit is always less than that of the smallest resistance leg. This occurs because not all of the current flows through each leg or branch. With many branches, more current can flow from the battery just as more vehicles can travel on a road with 5 lanes compared to a road with only 1 or 2 lanes. Law 2, the voltage is the same for each leg of a parallel circuit. Law 3, the sum of the individual currents in each leg equals the total current. The amount of current flow through a parallel circuit may vary for each leg, depending on the resistance of that leg. The current flowing through each leg results in the same voltage drop, from the power side to the ground side, as for every other leg of the circuit. See Figure 41-12. Note, a parallel circuit drops the voltage from source voltage to zero, ground, across the resistance in each leg of the circuit. Refer to Figure 41-12, the current in a parallel circuit splits, divides, according to the resistance in each branch. Refer to Figure 41-13, in a typical parallel circuit, each resistance has power and ground, and each leg operates independently of the other legs of the circuit. Determining total resistance in a parallel circuit. There are five methods commonly used to determine total resistance in a parallel circuit. Note, determining the total resistance of a parallel circuit is very important in automotive service. Electronic fuel injector and diesel engine glow plug circuits are two of the most commonly tested circuits where parallel circuit knowledge is required. Also, when installing extra lighting, the technician must determine the proper gauge wire and protection device. Method 1, the total current, in amperes, can be calculated first by treating each leg of the parallel circuit as a simple circuit. See Figure 41-13. Each leg has its own power and ground and, therefore, the current through each leg is independent of the current through any other leg. The total current flowing from the battery is the sum total of the individual currents for each leg. Total current from the battery is, therefore, 9 amperes, 4A, plus 3A, plus 2A, equals 9A. If total circuit resistance, or, RT, is needed, Ohm's law can be used to calculate it because voltage, or, E, and current, or, I, are now known. Note that the total resistance, 1.33 ohms, is smaller than that of the smallest resistance leg of the parallel circuit. This characteristic of a parallel circuit holds true because not all current flows through all resistances as in a series circuit. Because the current has alternative paths to ground through the various legs of a parallel circuit, as additional resistances, legs, are added to a parallel circuit, the total current from the battery, power source, increases. Additional current can flow when resistances are added in parallel, because each leg of a parallel circuit has its own power and ground and the current flowing through each leg is strictly dependent on the resistance of that leg. Refer to Figure 41-14, a schematic showing two resistors in parallel connected to a 12-volt battery. Method 2, if only two resistors are connected in parallel, the total resistance can be found using the formula RT, equals, R1, times R2, divided by, R1, plus R2. For example, using the circuit in Figure 41-14 and substituting 3 ohms for R1, and 4 amperes for R2, RT, equals, 3 times 4, divided by, 3 plus 4, equals 12 divided by 7, equals 1.7 ohms. Note that the total resistance, 1.7 ohms, is smaller than that of the smallest resistance leg of the circuit. Note, which resistor is R1 and which is 2 South African rand is not important. The position in the formula makes no difference in the multiplication and addition of the resistor values. This formula can be used for more than two resistances in parallel, but only two resistances can be calculated at a time. After solving for RT, for two resistors, use the value of RT, as R1, and the additional resistance in parallel as R2. Then solve for another RT, continue the process for all resistance legs of the parallel circuit. However, note that it might be easier to solve for RT, when there are more than two resistances in parallel by using method 3 or 4. Method 3. A formula that can be used to find the total resistance for any number of resistances in parallel is 1 divided by RT, equals 1 divided by R1 plus 1 divided by R2, plus 1 divided by R3 plus, and so on. To solve for RT for the three resistance legs in Figure 41-15, substitute the values of the resistances for R1, R2, and R3, 1 divided by RT, equals 1/3 plus 1/4 plus 1/6. The fractions cannot be added together unless they all have the same denominator. The lowest common denominator in this example is 12. Therefore, 1/3 becomes 4/12, 1/4 becomes 3/12, and 1/6 becomes 2/12. 1 divided by RT, equals 4/12 plus 3/12 plus 2/12 or 9/12. Cross-multiplying RT, equals 12 divided by 9, equals 1.33. Note that the result, 1.33, is the same regardless of the method used, see method 1. The most difficult part of using this method, besides using fractions, is determining the lowest common denominator, especially for circuits containing a wide range of resistance values for the various legs. For an easier method using a calculator, see method 4. Refer to Figure 41-15, a parallel circuit with three resistors connected to a 12-volt battery. Refer to Figure 41-16, using an electronic calculator to determine the total resistance of a parallel circuit. Refer to Figure 41-17, another example of how to use an electronic calculator to determine the total resistance of a parallel circuit. The answer is 13.45 ohms. Notice that the effective resistance of the circuit is less than the resistance of the lowest branch, 20 ohms. Method 4, this method uses an electronic calculator, commonly available at very low cost. Instead of determining the lowest common denominator as in method 3, one can use the electronic calculator to convert the fractions to decimal equivalents. The memory buttons on most calculators can be used to keep a running total of the fractional values. Use Figure 41-16 and calculate the total resistance, or RT, by pushing the indicated buttons on the calculator. Also see Figure 41-17. Note, this method can be used to find the total resistance of any number of resistances in parallel. The memory recall abbreviated, MRC, and equals buttons invert the answer to give the correct value for total resistance, 1.33 ohms. The inverse, 1 divided by x, or x divided by 1, button can be used with the sum button on scientific calculators without using the memory button. Refer to Figure 41-18, a parallel circuit containing 4 12-ohm resistors. When a circuit has more than one resistor of equal value, the total resistance can be determined by simply dividing the value of the resistance, 12 ohms in this example, by the number of equal value resistors, 4 in this example, to get 3 ohms. Method 5, this method can be easily used whenever two or more resistances connected in parallel are of the same value. See Figure 41-18. To calculate the total resistance abbreviated, RT, of equal value resistors, divide the number of equal resistors into the value of the resistance. RT equals value of equal resistance divided by number of equal resistances, equals 12 ohms, divided by 4, equals 3 ohms. Note, since most automotive and light truck electrical circuits involve multiple use of the same resistance, this method is the most useful. For example, if 6 additional 12-ohm lights were added to a vehicle, the additional lights would represent just 2 ohms of resistance, 12 ohms divided by 6 lights equals 2. Therefore, 6 amperes of additional current would be drawn by the additional lights. Parallel circuit examples. Each of the 4 examples discussed below includes solving for the following. Total resistance. Current flow, amperes, through each branch, as well as total current flow, and voltage drop across each resistance. Example 1. See Figure 41-19. In this example, the voltage of the battery is unknown and the equation to be used is E equals I times R, where R represents the total resistance of the circuit. Using the equation for two resistors in parallel, the total resistance is 6 ohms. Refer to Figure 41-19, Example 1. Placing the value of the total resistors into the equation results in a value for the battery voltage of 12 volts. Example 2. See Figure 41-20. In this example, the value of 3 South African rand is unknown. Because the voltage, 12 volts, and the current, 12 amps, are known, it is easier to solve for the unknown resistance by treating each branch or leg as a separate circuit. Using Kirchhoff's law, the total current equals the total current flow through each branch. The current flow through R1 is 3A, I, equals E, divided by R, equals 12 volts divided by 4, equals 3 amps, and the current flow through R2 is 6 amps, I, equals E, divided by R, equals 12 volts divided by 2 equals 6 amps. Therefore, the total current through the two known branches equals 9A, 3 amps, plus 6 amps, equals 9 amps. Because there are 12 amps leaving and returning to the battery, the current flow through R3 must be 3A, 12A, minus 9A, equals 3A. The resistance must, therefore, be 4, because the current through the unknown resistance is 3 amps, I, equals E, divided by R, equals 12 volts divided by 4, equals 3 amps. Example 3. See Figure 41-21. In this example, the voltage of the battery is unknown. The equation to solve for voltage according to Ohm's law is E equals I times R. The R in this equation refers to the total resistance. Because there are 4 resistors of equal value, the total can be determined by the equation. R total value of resistors divided by number of equal resistors 12 ohms divided by 4, equals 3 ohms. Inserting the value of the total resistance of the parallel circuit, 3 ohms, into ohms law results in a battery voltage of 12 V. E equals 4 amps, times 3 ohms. E equals 12 volts. Figure 41-21 example 3. Figure 41-22 example 4. Example 4. See figure 41-22. The unknown is the amount of current in the circuit. The Ohm's law equation for determining current is I equals E divided by R. The R represents the total resistance. Because there are two equal resistances, 8 ohms, these two can be replaced by one resistance of 4. R total equals value divided by number equals 8 ohms slash divided by 2 equals 4 ohms. The total resistance of this parallel circuit containing two 8 ohm resistors and one 4 ohm resistor is 2 ohms. Two 8 ohm resistors in parallel equals 4 ohms. Then you have two 4 ohm resistors in parallel, which equals 2 ohms. The current flow from the battery is then calculated to be 6 amps. I equals E divided by R equals 12 volts divided by 2 ohms equals 6 amps. Series parallel circuits. Series parallel circuits are a combination of series and parallel segments in one complex circuit. A series parallel circuit is also called a compound or a combination circuit. Many automotive circuits include sections that are in parallel and in series. A series parallel circuit includes both parallel loads or resistances, plus additional loads or resistances that are electrically connected in series. There are two basic types of series parallel circuits. A circuit where the load is in series with other loads in parallel. See figure 41-23. An example of this type of series parallel circuit is a dash light dimming circuit. The variable resistor is used to limit current flow to the dash light bulbs, which are wired in parallel. A circuit where a parallel circuit contains resistors or loads that are in series with one or more branches. Refer to figure 41-23, a series parallel circuit. Refer to figure 41-24, solving a series parallel circuit problem. Series parallel circuit faults. If a conventional parallel circuit, such as a taillight circuit, has an electrical fault that increases the resistance in one branch of the circuit, then the amount of current flow through that branch is reduced. The added resistance, due to corrosion or other similar cause, creates a voltage drop. As a result of this drop in voltage, a lower voltage is applied and the bulb in the taillight is dimmer than normal. If, however, the added resistance occurs in a part of the circuit that feeds both taillights, then both taillights are dimmer than normal. In this case, the added resistance creates a series parallel circuit that was originally just a simple parallel circuit. Solving series parallel circuit problems. The key to solving series parallel circuit problems is to combine or simplify as much as possible. For example, if there are two loads or resistances in series within a parallel branch or a leg, then the circuit can be made simpler if the two are first added together before attempting to solve the parallel section. See figure 41-24. Series parallel circuit examples. Each of the four examples discussed below includes solving for the following. Total resistance. Current flow, or amperes, through each branch, as well as total current flow, and voltage drop across each resistance. Refer to figure 41-25, example 1. Refer to figure 41-26, example 2. Example 1. See figure 41-25. The unknown resistor is in series with the other two resistances, which are connected in parallel. The Ohm's law equation to determine resistance is. Refer to formula on page 476. The total resistance of the circuit is, therefore, 4 ohms, and the value of the unknown can be determined by subtracting the value of the two resistors that are connected in parallel. The parallel branch resistance is 2 ohms. Refer to formula on page 476. Example 2. See figure 41-26. The unknown unit in this circuit is the voltage of the battery. The Ohm's law equation is E equals I times R. Before solving the problem, the total resistance must be determined. Because each branch contains two 4 ohm resistors in series, the value in each branch can be added to help simplify the circuit. By adding the resistors in each branch together, the parallel circuit now consists of two 8 ohm resistors. Refer to figure 41-27 example 3. Inserting the value for the total resistance into the Ohm's law equation results in a value of 12 volts for the battery voltage. Example 3. See figure 41-27. In this example, the total current through the circuit is unknown. The Ohm's law equation to solve for it is I equals E divided by R. The total resistance of the parallel circuit must be determined before the equation can be used to solve for current, amperes. To solve for total resistance, the circuit can first be simplified by adding R3 and R4 together because these two resistors are in series in the same branch of the parallel circuit. To simplify even more, the resulting parallel section of the circuit, now containing two 8-ohm resistors in parallel, can be replaced with one 4-ohm resistor. Refer to formula on page 477. With the parallel branches now reduced to just one 4-ohm resistor, this can be added to the 2-ohm, R1, resistor because it is in series, creating a total circuit resistance of 6 ohms. Now the current flow can be determined from Ohm's law. Refer to figure 41-28, example 4. Example 4. See figure 41-28. In this example, the value of resistor 1 South African rand is unknown. Using Ohm's law, the total resistance of the circuit is 3 ohms. Refer to formula on page 477. However, knowing the total resistance is not enough to determine the value of R1. To simplify the circuit, R2 and R5 can combine to create a parallel branch resistance value of 8 ohms because they are in series. To simplify even further, the two 8-ohm branches can be reduced to one branch of 4 ohms. Refer to formula on page 477. Now the circuit has been simplified to one resistor in series, R1, with two branches with 4 ohms in each branch. These two branches can be reduced to the equal of one 2-ohm resistor. Refer to formula on page 477. Now the circuit includes just one 2-ohm resistor plus the unknown R1. Because the total resistance is 3 ohms, the value of R1 must be 1 ohm. Review questions. Question 1. What is Kirchhoff's voltage law? Question 2. What would current, or amperes, do if the voltage were doubled in a circuit? Question 3. Why is the total resistance of a parallel circuit less than the smallest resistance? Question 4. What would be the effect of an open circuit in one leg of a parallel portion of a series parallel circuit? Question 5. What would be the effect of an open circuit in a series portion of a series parallel circuit? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The amperage in a series circuit is A. The same anywhere in the circuit. B. Varies in the circuit due to the different resistances. C. High at the beginning of the circuit and decreases as the current flows through the resistance. D. Always less returning to the battery than leaving the battery. Question 2. The sum of the voltage drops in a series circuit equals the A. Amperage. B. Resistance. C. Source voltage. D. Wattage. Question 3. Technician says that the sum of the voltage drops in a series circuit should equal the source voltage. Technician B says that the current, or amperes, varies depending on the value of the resistance in a series circuit. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 4. A series circuit has three resistors of 4 ohms each. The voltage drop across each resistor is 4 volts. Technician A says that the source voltage is 12 volts. Technician B says that the total resistance is 18 ohms. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. Two bulbs are connected in parallel to a 12-volt battery. 1. Bulb has a resistance of 6 ohms and the other bulb has a resistance of 2 ohms. Technician A says that only the 2-ohm bulb will light because all of the current will flow through the path with the least resistance and no current will flow through the 6-ohm bulb. Technician B says that the 6-ohm bulb will be dimmer than the 2-ohm bulb. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 6. Calculate the total resistance and current in a parallel circuit with three resistors of 4, 8, and 16 ohms, using any one of the five methods a calculator suggested. What is the total resistance and current? A. 27 ohms, 0.4 ampere. B. 14 ohms, 0.8 ampere. Circa 4 ohms, 3.0 amperes. D, 2.3 ohms, 5.3 amperes. Question 7. A vehicle has four parking lights all connected in parallel and one of the bulbs burns out. Technician says that this could cause the parking light circuit fuse to blow, or open. Technician B says that it would decrease the current in the circuit. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. A vehicle has resistances to control the blower motor speed. This is an example of what type of electrical circuit? A. Redundant. B. Series parallel. C. Series. D. Double. Question 9. A circuit has two resistors in parallel, and each resistor is 6 ohms. This circuit is connected to a single resistor of 6 ohms to form a series parallel circuit. What is the total resistance of the circuit? A. 18 ohms. B. 6 ohms. Circuit 12 ohms. D. 9 ohms. Question 10. In a series parallel circuit, how is the total resistance in the circuit determined? A. All of the resistance values are added together. B. The series resistance values are added together and then subtracted from the resistances in parallel. C. The parallel resistance values are added together and then subtracted from the resistances in series. D. None of the above. End of chapter 41.